Talk Live. We're launching into hour number three. You bring up what you want, toll-free, 800-259-9231. That is the packet8.net toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. All the features totally free. Those other radio talk show hosts want to charge you for their websites. We do it for free. Enjoy. freetalklive.com. Well, Ron Paul, I believe it is was made official yesterday, I think it was today, that he has, I guess, announced himself officially as a presidential candidate running under the Republican ticket. Though, if you've never heard of Ron Paul before now, please understand, he ain't your typical Republican. This is a guy who at one time ran as a Libertarian Party candidate. I believe the year was 1988.
Correct.
So, right.
So he has been a Libertarian, and that means he still is a Libertarian. It's just that he believed that the most effective way to spread liberty was to go back into the Republican Party and try to sort of take it over from the inside via the Republican Liberty Caucus, that sort of thing. So just to clarify for anybody that's never heard of this guy, he puts out some interesting things via his newsletter called Texas Straight Talk. He's a Texas representative in the U.S. House. And this one's called The Coming Entitlement Meltdown. David Walker, Comptroller General at the Government Accountability Office, appeared on the show 60 Minutes last evening. This was written last week. To discuss the federal budget outlook. If you saw the show, you know that he painted a very sobering picture regarding the federal government's ability to meet its future obligations. If you didn't see the show, Mr. Walker's theme was simple. Government entitlement spending is like a runaway freight train headed straight at American taxpayers. He singled out the Medicare prescription drug bill passed by Congress at the end of 2003. You remember that one where they had originally predicted a certain price, like $3 billion, and it ended up being way, way more than what they originally predicted?
Everything. That's every program and everything that they talk about.
Right, but this one was way more than any of the other programs that they mispredicted.
Yep.
He singled out Medicare prescription, the Medicare prescription drug bill as probably the most fiscally irresponsible piece of legislation since the 1960s. And this is the government's own guy talking here.
Yeah. Ian, I might add that he's been so frustrated by trying to shout this from the rooftops among his own peers. Mm-hmm. So that's why he's out really on the road trying to talk to average citizens about this, because that they're the only people who can really get their legislators to possibly do something.
He says, or the financial impact, or rather, when it comes to Social Security and Medicare, the federal government simply won't be able to keep its promises in the future. That's the reality every American should get used to. Despite the grand promises of Washington reformers, our entitlement system can't be reformed. It's too late. And the Medicare prescription drug bill is the final nail in the coffin. I mean, they've been saying for years, Wayne, that, well, we could just fix Social Security. Yeah, okay. They've all admitted, both Republicans and Democrats, they've all admitted the program is screwed. But they keep saying every 2 years or every 4 years that, oh, just elect us and we'll make sure it's there for you when you retire. And how long the American people will continue to fall for this?
It seems to be a bottomless pit of they constantly will fall for these things. A politician gets out there and says, "Oh well, I'll do it." And as long as that politician happens to be on your team,
you believe him.
You believe him. That's it. Uh-huh. You know, the Republicans say they'll fix it. Well, the Republicans are going to run out there and vote for him. If the Democrats say they'll fix it, the Democrats run out and vote for him. And then there's that third of voters in between that claim that they don't have either party, but most of them probably vote on one side of the aisle or the other on a regular basis.
But they don't know what they don't know any better. They don't know that they could vote for a Libertarian or somebody
many
else.
Many don't know.
And they may not know they can vote for Ron Paul this year, depending on how many debates he gets into. We'll see about that. That still remains to be seen. Hopefully, he'll be able to get in and make a showing. Anyway, Ron Paul continues. He says, the system can't be reformed. It's too late. In the Medicare prescription drug bill, the final nail in the coffin. The financial impact of the drug bill can't be overstated. Government projections that the program would cost $400 billion over the next decade were a joke, as everyone in Congress knew, even as they voted for the bill. The real cost would be, I guess it was way off when I said $3 billion. The real cost will be at least $1 trillion in the first decade alone, and much more in following decades as the American population grows older. The Medicare Trust Fund, so-called, is already badly in the red, and the only solution will be a dramatic increase in payroll taxes for younger workers. The national taxpayer, because remember, that's how it works. They take from younger workers, and then they redistribute that money to the people that are older, the people receiving the so-called benefits. The National Taxpayers Union reports that Medicare will consume nearly 40% of the nation's GDP after several decades because of the new drug benefit. That's not 40% of federal revenues or 40% of federal spending, but 40% of the entire nation's private sector output.
Wow.
That's the National Taxpayers Union, that Medicare will be consuming 40% of private sector output.
Wow. That's incredible.
And that's after several decades. The politicians who get reelected by passing such incredibly short-sighted legislation will never have to answer to future generations, just as those who passed legislation decades ago haven't had to answer for anything they did, saddled with huge federal deficits. Those generations are the real victims, as they cannot object to the debts being incurred today in their names. The official national debt figure, now approaching $9 trillion, reflects only what the federal government owes in current debts on money already borrowed. It does not reflect what the federal government has promised to pay millions of Americans in entitlement benefits down the road. Isn't that what you touched on a few weeks ago, Wayne,
right,
on the show?
Yes, exactly.
This tremendous benefits package that's going to come due eventually, that's going to be trillions of dollars more on top of the national debt. I think you said $50 trillion or something.
It's up around $52 to $60 trillion right now, depending on whose numbers you believe. And the problem is when this whole thing collapses, when it comes down, the true cause of this is not going to be let out. It'll be blamed on something else, I guarantee you. Whether it be some event, a hurricane, who knows what it'll be.
It doesn't reflect what the federal government has promised to pay down the road. Those future obligations put our real debt figure at roughly $50 trillion, a staggering sum that's about as large as the total household net worth of the entire United States. Your share of this $50 trillion amounts to about $175,000. How does that make you feel? 1-800-259-9231. Ron says, don't believe for a second time that we can grow our way out of the problem through a prosperous economy that yields a future higher tax revenues. If present trends continue, by 2040, the entire federal budget will be consumed by Social Security and Medicare alone. The only options for balancing the budget would be cutting total federal spending by about 60% or doubling federal taxes. To close the long-term entitlement gap, the U.S. economy would have to grow by double digits every year for the next 75 years. And the economy isn't going to grow by anywhere close to double digits if they're increasing taxes. The more you increase the tax burden on business people and individuals, the less money they have in their pockets to invest and purchase things, to enrich their lives, to increase the wealth pie. The pie's going to shrink eventually if we continue on this story.
It already is.
He says the answer to these critical financial realities is simple but not easy. We must rethink the very role of government in our society. Anything less, any tinkering or reform won't cut it. A good start would be for Congress to repeal the Medicare prescription drug bill. Oh, but that we can't do that. Then old people will die in the streets, won't they?
That's what they want you to believe. They want you to believe that if we repeal Social Security or Medicare, then old people aren't going to be able to get the care that they need.
Let's be honest here. That whole prescription drug plan was really to co-opt the Democrats, because Bush didn't want to be labeled as an old people killer.
Mm-hmm.
So he came out, he preempted them. He came out with this before they could even say anything about it.
Mm.
So he completely disabled them on this issue.
So this is where it's going.
Yeah.
More money being spent. The American people are just being led down this primrose path. They're being told, yeah, just let us take care of you when you get older. Oh, don't worry. Don't expect your kids or your family members to look out for you. Government. Mommy, government will take care of you. You need pills? We'll give you pills. You need money? We'll give you money. Hey, no problem. You don't even need to save for retirement anymore. We've got you. There's a safety net here, America.
That's right.
And it's not true.
Here's what the safety net has done to us already, though.
Wait,
now, I took this flight out to L.A. You were essentially reading your book or something, and
yeah.
I was talking to a doctor who was sitting next to me, and I asked him, I've heard that 50% of every dollar is spent by the government in medical care.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I believe that. He didn't blink. The doctor said, yeah, I believe that 50% is, because as people get older, it's Medicare. As people get older, they're more likely to need medical care. So I believe that 50% of the dollars are. And he said that it's Medicare that has essentially made it so a doctor can't do the doctoring. Now he has to do all kinds of paperwork. He has to hire people to do paperwork.
Does.
It takes a while to get paid, and they don't get paid that much. That's why they've ruined medicine in the United States, and they want
to
ruin
it more. And they're driving good people out that want to get in and help people. 1-800-259-9231. How can we actually help people that need help? Well, it's a radical concept. We'll talk about it coming up. Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right, gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
You may not think of yourself as being affluent. You may not think of yourself as a high net worth investor. But it doesn't matter what kind of car you drive or the home you live in. If your investments are $500,000 or more, you're a high net worth investor. And one thing we know about you is that there are 8 common mistakes high net worth investors can make without even knowing it. We're Fisher Investments, and we've put together a special free report just for you. It's called the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. It's yours free just for calling 1-800-955-1377. Just avoiding any one of these mistakes could help you better reach your goals now and over time. As your portfolio grows and changes, strategies need to grow and change. That's why this is valuable information you must see. For your free copy of the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them, pick up the phone now. Call 1-800-955-1377. That's 1-800-955-1377.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. You bring up what you want toll-free. 800-259-9231. The packet 8.net toll-free line for you. Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark's coming back from the bathroom or something like that. 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there completely free, including the wiki, wyki.freetalklive.com. We'll get you to it. Over 1,000 pages of unique content created by listeners like you. WIKI.freetalklive.com gets you to it, so get interactive. It is totally free. And know this, that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That is freestateproject.org. org. We're talking about how the entitlement programs in this country, the welfare programs, the Medicare programs, it's all welfare, but all these programs are really getting awfully costly, according to Ron Paul, the representative who's now running for president. And it's going to be to the tune of $50 trillion over the next few decades that someone's going to have to pay the bill for.
And the number's growing every day.
And that someone's going to be you and me and our descendants, as a matter of fact. Unless,
in all likelihood, it's going to be our grandchildren.
Unless we do something now, as Ron Paul points out, to talk about the role of government in our lives. And I think that's what we're doing here on a nightly basis on Free Talk Live, where we've shifted the discussion from left versus right, which way should we grow government? Mm-hmm. Should we grow it in a more socialist direction or grow it in a more fascist direction, to no government versus a little bit of government? That's what the argument is now, and that's what it should be. That's what we need to propagate out to people. In fact, I called in this morning to the local talk station here on the morning show, as I do from time to time, and we talked about education, because that's a big deal here now. I guess yesterday was a bunch of education things on the ballot, and they were defeated, and so people were calling in about that. And I talked about how, well, we should turn over education to the marketplace, and gave my usual rigmarole reasons for that. You know, the market can do things better, and the government wastes money, and blah, blah, blah. And so immediately the host went to this sort of emotional appeal of, well, what about the poor people? Okay, well, what about poor people?
That really, it does beg that question. That is the first question. If you take away government-sponsored education, I know I can send my kids to school, you know, even though this hardship has been heaped upon me. Now, people don't realize, hey, you get more than half of your property taxes back because suddenly school's gone. But, you know, I understand even more than half of your property taxes isn't going to pay for your kids' tuition for that year in school, because you have to pay that more than half of your property tax every year, even the year you don't have kids and after you've grown old and all that. And that's how they redistribute wealth. But it does beg that question. How are they going to do it? I know I can handle it, but how's somebody who's poorer than me going to be able to handle it?
So I pointed out charity as the solution. And the response was essentially, oh, charity. You know, the response is basically that, oh, nobody will give to charity. And he didn't say that explicitly, but that's the underlying thing that essentially people suggest when they essentially suggest that charity
Americans
wouldn't cut it.
Americans, the most charitable people on the face of the earth, the most charitable people that have ever lived in the world, ever, in the course of history, these people won't do it. Okay, fine. But these people that are so bad that won't support schools, it's okay to take some of them among us and appoint them as school board members and local city council people and let them rule over us?
Yeah,
I mean, really?
Follow.
Those bad people, you want them in positions of power?
Right. When you say those bad people, you mean the presumption is that people are evil,
people
so therefore they won't give to charity. People don't care about anyone else but themselves, so they won't give to charity, and so therefore kids won't get educated. And to go back to the other topic, old people will die in the streets because they won't be able to help themselves.
That's right. Why can't you just have a checkbox on your property tax bill where you could actually voluntarily donate X number of dollars to the school system, even if you don't have kids in school? A lot of people would probably do that to make their community better. I was talking to a fellow about a month ago at a party who's a bureaucrat over in Vermont. He works for the post office, and he's a member of one of these fraternal organizations. And we were talking about this because the fraternal organizations and churches used to do most of the charity work 100 years ago and did it very well.
Yes.
And he was telling me that in his organization, he's burying more people than new members are coming on because everyone thinks, well, the government should be doing
this
stuff.
It's an old, antiquated idea as far as people are concerned today.
That's right.
And so what we need to do is help people understand that, you know what, if you put people's money back in their hands, they're allowed to keep all their money, they'll allocate it in the ways that work best for them. And
locally,
that includes helping their friends and family members that have kids that need to be educated that might not be able to afford it. That includes helping grandma and grandpa and other people's older friends that they might have get the assistance that they need. It's just, it's such an anti-freedom mentality to suggest that people, when left to their own volition, won't take care of other people, that we need armed men with guns standing around to direct money into a centralized coffer and then allow these armed men with guns to decide how it's spent. It's
well,
so inefficient.
Men. Yeah, they're middlemen. They take most of the money and they sprinkle the crumbs on everybody else.
Let's go to the phones. You can take control of the airwaves too. Keith in Ontario. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Wayne and Mark. Hello, Keith.
Hi, how's it going?
Great. What's on your mind?
I was just wanted to say you guys are doing a great job getting the word out.
Thank you.
Me and my brother have been doing a lot of research on the internet and a lot of stuff on your site, Prison Planet, and InfoWars.
That's
and,
not my site, but go ahead.
Sorry about that. But it's a great thing, you know. We got to expose what's going on here. A lot of stuff's going on without people's knowledge, and it's a good thing that you guys are doing. I just want to say keep it up.
Well, thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. Yeah, appreciate the pat on the back, but I'd rather have people talking about something more important.
I know, but 259-9231. People appreciate what we're doing, and you have to give them the opportunity to acknowledge.
I understand that, but if we let everybody call in and acknowledge, hey, one call after another, you guys are doing a great job. Great job, guys.
Sure.
Okay, thanks.
That's why we have the amplifier program, so that you can acknowledge us.
Thank you for that. In fact, if you want to send us, if you want to show your appreciation, go to amp.freetalklive.com and join the over 340 listeners who are appreciating Free Talk Live on a monthly basis for $3 a month. And that totals up to almost $2,500. I've got 20 emails in my amp box I need to get to tomorrow to process
wow.
through. We may very well, by the end of tomorrow, if I actually get to that, I'm trying to still catch up from over the weekend, but we may very well tomorrow or sometime within the next few days have a webcam to launch, because that's our next milestone on the website. It's been in testing phase. It is in working order. It's really just a matter of a few more bucks, and it'll be online for everyone to access completely free, which is pretty cool. 800-259-9231. So once again, the underlying assumption is that people are evil. Whenever you make a pro-freedom argument and say, well, let's take medical care out of the hands of government and return it to individuals. Whenever you say, let's take education out of the hands of government and allow individuals to decide how to spend their money on that. They throw up their hands and they yell from the rooftops about old people dying in the streets and poor kids not getting an education. In fact, after my call today on the local station, somebody else called in and said, you know, what this guy hasn't thought about are the special needs children. It's one.
See, now
thing.
Here's, I love the special needs children. Here's what the thought process is here, and I'm sorry, this is inefficient, is the idea that you're going to take somebody, and a lot of these really, really, really special needs kids are going to die in their 20s if they don't die sooner. And so we need to send these kids for socialization purposes to high school. All the way through. Some of them go, you know, 19, 20 years old. They're essentially being babysat during the day while their parents go to work. And, you know, what kind of education are they getting? They're getting special ed classes. They're not going there and getting education. And then generally, I'm only saying generally, these people are not going to contribute to society. They're not paying back the money that they extracted.
You hate special ed kids?
I do not.
I want you to explain this more on the way here. 800-259-9231. And can they be helped in a marketplace? Will the market help special kids? I think they will. We'll explain.
Absolutely.
This is Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jobs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. It, you'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Hello?
Hey, it's me. I got something, man, I want you to look at.
What? What is it now?
It's called OneYearToRetire.net. When you get home, I want you to go to OneYearToRetire.net.
Come on, you gotta be kidding. 1 year to retire. When are you gonna get it through your head that there is no quick fix? No free lunch?
I know. I agree with you. This isn't like that. It's an ingenious system that's designed to help you retire in 1 year. I was skeptical, too, but the system is free, and when I looked at it, I was sure it would work. What have you got to lose? It's free.
Well?
All you have to do is go to OneYearToRetire.net and get a free system. It only takes a minute. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain.
Go to OneYearToRetire.net. That's OneYearToRetire.net. Or call 888- 888- 200-0265. That's 888-200-0265.
Hi, I'm Bobby Ligas with another Car Clinic Minute. Sherlock Holmes, Miss Marple, and Perry Mason. Everyone likes a good mystery. But if you don't have a clue what 10W30 means, don't ask the butler. When I come back, I'll tell you. I'm Bobby Ligas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going. Fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air in fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to bgfindtheshop.com.
BG.
The case of what does 10W30 mean tops the bestseller list of oil mysteries. Here are the clues. The first number rates the oil's viscosity, or thickness, at 0 degrees Fahrenheit. The W means the oil can handle cold winter temperatures. And the second number refers to its viscosity at 210 degrees. FYI, lower numbers mean thinner oil. Today's cars typically use skinny oil, like 5W30, so that it can squeeze into tightly engineered engine parts. Now the mystery's solved. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love it. What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
Free Talk Live is your show. You bring up anything toll-free, 800-259-9231, the packet 8.net, toll-free line for you. Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231, and you can join us online, freetalklive.com. The updates are there. Get signed up for the updates. We'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. Updates.freetalklive.com to get you on the list. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
The Republican Liberty Caucus welcomes new members in the pursuit of individual rights, limited government, and free enterprise principles within the GOP. Visit rlc.org and click on Join Us today. We'll find liberty together. rlc.org.
Let's go to the phones here. Actually, Mark, I don't know. Did I let you get... You didn't finish... Oh, we didn't finish the retard thing.
You wanted to, it's not retards. It's special ed students. The whole idea is that we have to pay to send these special ed students, and they are a large portion of school budgets. When you think about it, it's not like one teacher for 25 students or 20 students or what do they have in a general class. That's really what it is. It's one-on-one, 1-2. And essentially, it's babysitting for these special ed students during the day so their parents can go to work or whatever it is. Society's taking care of them, and we're paying for it in our property taxes in the form of schooling, okay, as though we're going to be getting this money back out of the system. But a lot of these kids have illnesses that kill them off in their late teens and early 20s. Essentially, we're not getting any return on our money. Now, from a societal standpoint...
Not really getting any with regular kids anyway. I mean, they can't even read when they graduate high school.
Many of them can. Most of them can. But, to think that you can't take a picture of a special ed student and then get a local charity to make some money to educate these kids, or at the very least, babysit them so their parents can go to work... Mm-hmm. Is ludicrous. It's talking about a poster kid. You've got somebody whose head leans over to the right hand side. They're in a wheelchair. Their arms are all crooked up, and their legs are so thin from never having walked, and they're drooling on themselves.
He's on the front page of the local newspaper's website right now. That exact thing that you're talking about.
I know. Well, that's the guy.
I mentioned the Shopper, which is sort of this local business rag. They've got something there promoting a little girl who has a serious medical problem as well. These are some of the things that, for instance, you try to envision what society would be like without government around. I mean, if we were to really reduce government so small that it was appearing on the sides of milk cartons or actually get rid of it entirely, then the marketplace would dramatically shift. For instance, what on earth would newspapers have to report on if not for the improprieties and malfeasance of government officials? Well, one of the things they could do is highlight people that need help, whether they be people who have learning disabilities or whether they be old people that need some assistance in some way. They can highlight that. That could be a front page story. And then people, of course, would pour in. The support pours in. Down in Florida, somebody's house burned down. That would make the news. Support pours in for those people. Buy them a new house.
It always happens that way, too.
It does.
Most people get more money than they ever dreamed. Once the public knows of their plight.
Right, so that would be one thing, just one thing that the news could focus on. Another thing, of course, could be companies that are ripping people off. They could do consumer reports to a much more larger extent than they currently do today. So these are just some of the things that could fill the space where all the stories about government are currently reside. And again, when you let people keep their money, they spend it wisely. Instead of government, where if they've got this... these programs at the schools to educate the people that really have a tough time learning, the special needs people, that probably gives government bureaucrats an excuse to go out and buy all sorts of neat things.
Oh,
right?
Sure.
Like, we need tools to do this. We've got to get these kids educated. We need to spend millions of dollars on tools. And so, again, you know, you allow charities to step in. You allow individuals to make these decisions. Then the buying decisions are going to become intelligent. Then people are going to actually... seriously consider what it is they're purchasing and actually take a look at the price tag, which government very rarely even bothers
to do. No, the government doesn't have to.
So, again, you let people keep their money, it will go further. People will probably, these special needs kids will probably get better educations and will be better treated than they're currently treated in the system.
I don't know what the case is, but all I can tell you is, you know, special ed kids really run up the bill when it comes to, you know, local schools. And, you know, I feel like it's inefficient. I don't feel like we're getting any return for our education dollar there.
And it's not a justification. As emotional as it sounds, and they always use this, it appeal to emotion. As emotional as it sounds, it's not a justification to use force on others. Because there's someone living down the street in a wheelchair doesn't mean that person... has the right to hire an armed gang of people to rob money from everyone else living on the street to support their lifestyle. That's wrong. It's not nice to use force on innocent people. Do you disagree? 800-259-9231. Let's go to the phones to Sam in Texas on the Amplifier line. Hey, Sam, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, gentlemen. I read a story today about the federal government and Dick Cheney's personal investments. And it had some interesting highlights I wanted to share with you.
Okay.
One of those is we're apparently borrowing $2.5 billion a day to stay afloat.
Mm-hmm.
That the Federal Reserve is printing money to pay off bonds because it obviously doesn't have it.
Well, it also can't sell them to foreign countries. A lot of foreign countries
don't
want to buy.
Right,
they don't
want to
buy.
Ah, interesting.
The interest rate's not high enough.
Okay. And then it talked about Cheney's, where he's put his personal money, and it's in one of two places. One is in... tax-free bonds that are protected from inflation if interest rates rise, which if anybody's in a position to know what's going to happen, I would say it's him. And the other is in foreign, old Europe, euro-backed currencies. So he obviously doesn't have faith in the dollar, otherwise he'd probably be investing his money there. Apparently,
what do you think?
That's 10 to 25 million.
Yeah, did you also hear the story this week that Halliburton is moving to Dubai?
I did, yes.
What's the relevance of that?
Well, I think that maybe there are some people at Halliburton that might be afraid that they might be subpoenaed at some point. And I guess Dubai, from what I've read, does not have real concrete extradition treaty with the United States. So it's conceivable that people over there in Dubai, if let's say that certain executives from certain American companies were living there, they could refuse to come back to America for a trial, and Dubai would not honor any kind of extradition or subpoena or warrant or whatever.
So they're safe if they've done something. There seems to be quite a few illegal things done during this Iraq conflict, but they seem to be safe.
Yeah, it seems like...
take the money and run.
Take the money and run, and there's also some tax advantages to being in Dubai, obviously.
Sam, any other thoughts? What else do you have on your mind?
Yeah, one more quick thing. There's a protest method that I came across at Seattle Hemp Fest last year, and it's two old grandmas. They're called mamas, and what they do is they go to some of these narcotics and drug czar meetings, and they sit out in the audience, and they have 8x5 pieces of paper with words printed on both sides that say things like tell the truth, stop the lies, you know, end the war, the drug war, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And when these bureaucrats get up there and start spouting off their nonsense, they hold the sign up. And because it's printed on both sides, both the speaker can see it, which it typically throws them off.
And the audience,
you know,
can see
directly
it.
Contradicting them, and the audience behind them can see it. And then they wait afterwards and hand out some flyers and things to people leaving and answer questions. And I think that would be a great, great method to use in the free state.
Oh. Neat idea. I think especially when you're dealing with older ladies. You're talking about women in their 60s and 70s, right?
Right. But I think anybody could do this and probably get away with it, especially if it was a group of, you know, 10 libertarians up there.
It's a good point. Packing an
holding
audience.
I think bigger government, holding signs up like that every time they propose something that's bigger government. And it's a way that you can do it silently while the bureaucrats up there talking, but still get your point across.
Excellent point. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it, Sam. 800-259-9231. I think you're going to see more of that here. We had Jim Babka at the Liberty Forum a couple weeks ago talking about how the presidential candidates come into New Hampshire, obviously, to do a lot of stumping.
Yeah, there's a lot of that that goes
candidacies.
On.
And he pointed out that he wanted people to ask them about the Real ID bill. And the idea that I suggested was that, well, what you need to do, whether it's you want to ask them about Real ID or you want to ask them about drug prohibition or you want to ask them whatever, you can pack the audience with as many people that support your views as you possibly can. So, for instance, here in Keene, we've got FreeKeene.com, a variety of liberty-oriented people. We could all go to one of these events, and if every one of us raises our hand with the intention to ask essentially the same question or same line
of questioning,
they
can't avoid it.
Eventually, they're going to accidentally call on somebody they didn't want to call on.
Yep.
So, again, there's power in numbers, and that's one of the things that could be done with the Free State. Here, the Free State Project. More on the way. Gene, the Christian Anarchist, on the way. And if we have a chance, I want to talk about the war on cherry. Free Talk Live.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN News Bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there's a very real chance that you'll now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach those financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
The future of our world is very uncertain. Hurricanes, floods, tornadoes, earthquakes, and acts of terrorism are a fact of life. Natural or man-made disasters can strike at any time. You and your family should be prepared for the inevitable disaster with an ample stock of food, water, shelter, and supplies. FortSamSurplus.com offers a full line of disaster and emergency preparedness kits and MRE-type prepared foods. FortSamSurplus.com also offers a full line of survival, tactical, and camping gear, including genuine current military-issue TA-50 field gear at great prices. With 30-plus years of experience, FortSamSurplus.com has the knowledge and buying power to help you prepare for the inevitable disaster at the best possible price. The future belongs to those prepared. Do not rely on help from your government during an emergency. Get prepared now. Visit FortSamSurplus.com today.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain, but just enough time for your call if you make it now. 800-259-9231. The packet 8.net toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all of the features there. They're completely free. We mentioned the amplifier program earlier. That's one way you can help support the show at amp.freetalklive.com. Another way is to buy some Free Talk Live merchandise, like Free Talk Live hats and t-shirts. There are a variety of actually different sizes, or of course different sizes, but different styles, different colors even as well. So you get choices, which is good. Not to mention the Free Marketeer flag. We have that available. The DVD Classic Archive Collector Sets, that's there for you in a nice little keepsake case. It's all there, and free bumper stickers, store.freetalklive.com. Great way to support the show and get yourself some cool gear. That's store.freetalklive.com. As we go to Gene, the Christian Anarchist in California. Gene?
Hi, guys. Yeah. I wanted to talk to you about patriotism. I was at San Diego SeaWorld this morning, and they played the national anthem at the opening of the park.
Oh,
and
boy.
So I noticed something unusual, and I think this is a positive sign. I think the government has made so many bad choices and messed up so many people that I think of 15 to 20 guys there that had hats on, I think I only saw one hat come off.
Really?
When they played the national anthem.
Now, could that, now of the people with the hats on, were they of a younger generation, or were they people in their 40s and 50s, that sort of thing?
Every age group was represented there, including several retired people.
The reason I ask is because it seems to me that young people would be less likely to just follow that.
And they would be less likely to even know the rule, or
right.
the etiquette.
Well, I was surprised because there were some several retired people there. None of the retired people actually removed their hats.
Interesting observation.
Yeah, so I think that's a positive symbol because I think people are finally getting fed up with this government. Maybe it's starting to snowball and start to take effect. You've got the people have their issues like Medicare or income taxes or the war. There's just so many things where the government has meddled in everybody's lives and gotten people angry at them.
Positive outlook, Gene. I think that's it's a healthy thing to have. With all the bad news surrounding us, to be able to pick out the little things that may actually mean something. I think it's very good, keeping your eyes open, being observant, and I like that. But why are you in California? Just a vacation?
Oh, yeah, it's spring break. I took my son here to vacation. We're going to Legoland tomorrow, and then we're headed back.
That sounds like fun. I would have loved that as a kid, Legoland.
Well, it's there. Get on out there and see it.
Well, I don't know if I'll do that as an adult, but...
No, he won't.
I appreciate that. Gene, anything else on your mind?
Oh, nothing else to get into at this time.
Thanks for the call. Have fun out there in Cali. 800-259-9231. I really liked it. I mean, it was very nice in the area of Los Angeles that we were at. In comparison to New York and Washington, D.C., it was like a whole other world. It was much nicer. So there. There, of course, the crazy California kooky stuff around, like the vegan eateries.
I can't see that more than 1% or 2% of the population, a vocal 1% or 2%, I'll admit, are vegan or vegetarian or whatever they are. I mean,
my favorite was when we were on Venice Beach, and there were the very large anti-meat displays that were alongside the boardwalk, essentially. And you made the comment that these people spend their Saturday, because it was Saturday when we were there, just sitting out there promoting these anti-meat ideas as though they're actually going to take hold, as though not eating meat is going to all of a sudden catch fire because they reached out to the right few people.
Well, there's certainly some people will not eat meat as a result, but... You know, our whole economy, I mean, everything is based on eating meat. We have...
I don't know about that.
What?
Everything's based on eating meat?
Yes, it is. Look, I mean, you know, the futures market is huge. And what is, what is corn? Corn is cattle feed. Far more corn is consumed by cows than it is by humans.
I don't know.
There's
a lot of Doritos eaten in America.
There certainly are, but I'm only telling you the truth, that more corn is eaten by cows than it is by humans. We have eyes in front of our heads so that we can judge depth. We're predators. We've got pointy teeth. I'm sorry. We eat meat. I don't think you're going to be able to convince people to stop eating meat.
Right, so take your Saturday back. You know what? Since we're talking food, Wayne, I know this is an in-depth subject, but I want to touch on it because it sounds interesting. A war on cherries. Who's waging the war? What's it about?
Well, of course, the FDA... there's been a few stories on this recently, as since around October of 2005, letters had gone out from the Food and Drug Administration warning cherry purveyors that they'd better quit telling people that
cherries... Cherry purveyors?
Yeah. Well, that's growers and people who sell cherry products.
Almost sounds like pushers, you know?
Yeah, definitely. Well, that's how they view them. They're saying that they had better quit telling people that cherries have health benefits or dire things are going to happen.
You can't tell people that cherries have health benefits?
Actually, legally you can, depending on how you say it. According to the Deshaies Law of 1994, a food company or a supplement company can actually make structure function health claims as long as they have research to back it up, third-party research. But I guess the drug companies must be whispering in the FDA's ear because they don't like healthy food, obviously. And, for example, the lucky recipients of these letters are being warned that it's illegal to say things like, the same chemicals that give tart cherries their color may relieve pain better than aspirin or ibuprofen.
Wow.
Testimonials.
I don't know if I had a headache whether I'd eat a dozen cherries, though.
Well, try it and see what happens.
Sounds like you know what? I don't like having headaches, though, Wayne.
Yeah,
I don't want to take the chance that my headache is going to continue by, another hour or so.
I don't even have aspirin in my house, guys.
I you are that kind of guy. Why don't you buy some cherries and let me know?
I had some the other day. They were good.
I love cherries.
Frozen. I love them.
The headache part.
Cherries? I've never heard of frozen cherries. I've done frozen grapes. I never thought of cherries.
Yeah, you can get in the freezer section. My wife gets them, and they're really good.
Oh, you mean they're already frozen? You don't buy fresh cherries and freeze them?
No, they're already pitted, and they're frozen.
Oh, right.
And they're bagged, and they're really good, and you can eat them in the wintertime.
Yes.
Prior to that, there was actually a similar warning that went out to cranberry purveyors. So
that they can't claim to help with
isn't that a brain
urinary
food
tract?
Urinary
tract.
Yes.
What they claim.
It's blueberries that are the brain food, allegedly.
Oh, I don't know.
Well, all these berries have, you can see how dark they are. These phytochemicals that are in these cherries.
Darker
and
fruits
berries.
Are better, right? Darker fruits.
Sometimes,
I've heard
that. In many cases, blueberries, blackberries, cherries, cranberries. They all have a very important. Nutritional value to you, and people who eat a lot of them seem to live longer and have fewer health problems.
Man, you know what? I like that. I love a good blueberry and cherry, man.
It's, oh,
you're making
me
hungry, Wayne.
Yeah.
But wait, what else is going on here? So they're threatening these people with what?
Well, they're threatening them with probably what happens eventually is that they'll end up guns will be involved and troops. In most cases, when they do these things. But what's really ironic is that there are
guns and troops with cherries. Hold on.
Well,
have we skipped stories?
No. If you make some health claims that they don't like, even if they're legal, technically, eventually they will raid your place of business.
It's
and they'll
done.
Shut you down. Yeah,
the FCC has its own enforcement wing.
Yeah, and as incredible
FDA,
as it, yeah, they do. And as incredible as it seems, part of the information on cherries that the FDA warns wants to censor was funded by a different government agency. The U.S. Department of Agriculture gave the cherry industry a $141,000 grant to investigate health benefits of cherries so the industry could increase its sales. So, yeah,
You sleep with the devil, and
so now they get the grant, but they're not allowed to say, you know, they're not allowed to make claims that cherries are good for you.
Right, that's what the FDA is saying. But, however, the Supreme Court has actually ruled in the cherry industry's favor in many cases. So at least we've got the Supreme Court doing their job. But this is going on pretty pervasively. Whenever something like this is released, there's always some hit piece you'll see in the media about, oh, they're not so good after all. Mm-hmm. They do the same thing with organic food. They're always bad-mouthing organic food in these hit pieces. Organic food is merely just the market reacting to bad food, bad commercial food.
Well, you know, I mean, it doesn't bother me that as long as there's no money being extracted forcibly, I think that the idea that somebody might want to grow carrots without pesticides and, and you know, I can't really use hormones on carrots, but, you know, the genetically altered vegetables, I don't see any problem with that at all. I'm not interested in spending the extra money for them.
Nor am I.
Yeah.
But I think that I know that people want them, and, you know, maybe there are some health effects, and I may change my mind.
On the other side of that, I take offense when the organic fanatics are out there lobbying against genetically modified foods, because I happen to like the ways they combine the apples and make new products for me to eat. I happen to enjoy that.
The biggest problem with the GMO foods, Ian, is that a lot of times what happens is they cross-pollinate. And then if they do, let's just say you're an organic farmer and you're growing corn and you're growing organic corn. Well, your neighboring farm is growing some genetically modified corn, and the wind blows some of the pollen over on your farm, and then their crappy corn starts growing on your farm. Guess what? The jackbooted thugs come on your property and sue you and sometimes take your farm away.
Well, blame Jesus for inventing wind. It's been Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
Maybe there should be like an organic state where only organic people go and grow their things.
Vermont.
I don't know. Let the market handle it. We'll be back tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, Emily.